From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Protesters in Egypt are demanding change and drawing their inspiration from the overthrow of Tunisia's government. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is on the street in Cairo today.
Thousands of demonstrators have gathered in front of the Interior Ministry to voice their complaints about the fact that this is a country run under martial law and that it has been for decades, that they want term limits for the president, they want a decent minimum wage, they want freedom, and it's being inspired by what they see in Tunisia.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo, where she says police are being unusually lenient in a country where the government normally puts a quick end to demonstrations. In Pakistan today, there has been a pair of deadly attacks, one in Lahore and another in Karachi. In Lahore, authorities say a suicide bomber struck near a religious procession marking an important Shiite holy day, leaving at least 9 people dead, 59 wounded. At least 2 people have been killed. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the Lahore attack.
The Lahore police chief described the attacker as a young suicide bomber who blew himself up near a procession of Shiite worshippers close to Lahore's landmark Mori Gate in the Old City. Authorities say police challenged the attacker at a security barricade erected to protect the march when he threw a bag, then detonated himself, killing at least 3 security personnel. Processions are taking place across the country to mark the 40-day mourning period that commemorates the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Urdu-speaking Muslims call it Chelam, or 40. The Shia religious observance is a sensitive time for Pakistan, where radical Sunni Muslim groups take the opportunity to target the country's minority Shiite population. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama will try to strike a balance between spending and budget cutting with his State of the Union address to Congress and the nation tonight. NPR's Mara Liasson has this overview of the big issues likely to be in the address.
The story the president tells tonight will be the one he'll repeat over and over again throughout the next 2 years. The president's aides say Mr. Obama will lay out his vision of how to make the American economy number one in the world again by investing in education, infrastructure, and research, as well as resolving the country's fiscal problems. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the speech is just the beginning of a new conversation the president is starting.
And not just at the introduction of the budget, but throughout the year, talking about what we have to do, again, to make progress on our spending.
The president will talk in general terms about reforming taxes and entitlements, but the president's aides believe American voters want an economic plan from Mr. Obama more than they want specifics. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
A private report shows U.S. consumer confidence up more than predicted in January. This is NPR News. A new Office of Special Counsel report says the Bush administration repeatedly broke electioneering laws in 2006. The report finds the Bush White House turned its political advisory office into an arm of the Republican National Committee and spent taxpayer money for political purposes. Nominations for the 83rd Academy Awards are out. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports 2 films dominate across categories this year, The King's Speech and True Grit.
The King's Speech, about a monarch overcoming his stutter, was nominated for 12 Oscars.
Went up the hill.
Went up the hill.
The film furnished the least surprising nominations of the day. Best Actor for Colin Firth as King George VI, and Best Supporting Actor for Jeffrey Rush as his unorthodox speech therapist. True Grit received the next most, 10 nominations, with a Best Actor nod to Jeff Bridges and a Best Supporting Actress nomination for young Hailee Steinfeld. She played the vengeful teenager seeking her father's killer.
I've hired a deputy marshal, the toughest one they have.
Both films were nominated for Best Picture, as well as Toy Story 3, Inception, and The Social Network. Smaller films that made the Best Picture cut include Black Swan, The Kids Are All Right, and Winter's Bone. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Lawyers for the doctor accused in the death of pop music star Michael Jackson say they will not seek a plea bargain. Dr. Conrad Murray is to be arraigned today on involuntary manslaughter charges. His attorneys say he will plead not guilty. And the government says that for airlines, less service means more money in the pocket. New figures show eliminating flights and grounding planes are cutting costs for airlines and possibly ending an era of multi-billion dollar losses. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.